But this is what we do for patients who are likely to respond to neoadjuvant chemotherapy. And we try to differentiate a little bit, and we'll have another trial. And the inclusion criteria of this is lobular cancer, patients not suitable for chemotherapy, which may be elderly patients, but also unlikely to respond to chemotherapy. So this would be, for most of us, a highly endocrine responsive tumors, and these patients will receive an aromatase inhibitor plus minus bevacizumab in an investigational trial, and we'll also have another trial for the sub-entity of HER2-new overexpressing disease, maybe exploring a chemo-free triple antibody combination, pertuzumab, bevacizumab, and trastuzumab in that particular subgroup.